All right, we're live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo on Saturday, day four, here with the lovely Miss Valentina Napa. How are you doing?
I'm well, tired, but good.
How's your week going here at AE?
It's okay. This is my first time signing here, and has been good.
Yeah. Having fun? You been going to any of the parties or seeing the girls feature dance?
No. Last night I went to the white party, but I left really soon. I've done so much party when I was younger than now I'm an old lady. I like to go back at 11, so.
Well, if you're old, I can't wait to be old. Speaking of which, how long have you been in the business for?
4 years. This, in August will be 5.
Really? Been that long already?
Yeah, I'm getting old, man.
Nah, not at all. So, what have you been working on this year?
Well, I don't know if you know how it works. You usually just get booked. And mostly last minute or just the week before, if you're lucky. If you're really, really lucky, weeks in advance. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I know for myself, I'm trying to start my own website, so I will try to do some amateur stuff, at least for the moment, to start my website. And I'm doing a crowdfunding for my dream gangbang on my website. And yeah, hopefully I will realize it soon. And for the moment, that's it.
Very cool. Are you nominated for any awards tonight at the show?
Yeah, 4 awards, but I one DP, one is like best threesome, two guys, one girl. That is actually surprised me because I don't think it was a good scene. And another threesome with two girls, one guy, and Edino. And it was actually a good scene with McBlue and the beautiful Annika Albrecht butt. She has one of the best butt I've ever seen in my life. It's crazy. And the fourth one, I don't remember, honestly. I don't know if it's the best boy-girl or boy-girl, you know, I don't remember. It's a sex scene, you know, anyway.
All right, very cool, very cool. So are there any goals or any things you would like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Well, inside the business, no, really, like, I'm really happy right now, and I just, I don't really mind about, you know, awards. For me, what is more important is have a good fan base, so I can, you know, keep working and do, like, living, doing this job, that is what I love. But what I really wish to do is something more experimental, and I actually did back in Italy. I did a short of 15 minutes, and I spent 20,000 euros. And the movie is called Queen Kong. The director is a female director. She's a normal director. For her, was her first time doing porn. And well, the story is more, it's not really a story, I would say it's more like an idea of sex, is more like a telling of what a part of sexuality is. So maybe it's more a representation. But the funny thing, I'm a satirist, so they dressed up me like that and took 6 hours makeup with all the prostheses and the crazy lenses. And yeah, I mean, people should see it, because, and it's not out yet. She's trying to push it through regular movie festivals, and so we're gonna see. We will see what's gonna happen. And yeah, I mostly wish to do stuff like that, because, you know, in porn there's so few money that we are always doing the same stuff, and it's sad. I don't really understand. For people, which is why it's normal to research fair in our movies, but when you wanna get horny and research sex, that's bad. Like, but to me, since you know, be horny is something normal, is a need, like eat should be totally normal, masturbating, and it actually, I don't watch horror movies, I'm not saying that's bad, but I just feel like it's more normal to research that type of emotion, like sexuality, than horror. But people consider horror art and not porn. and I don't get it.
Well, like I said, I know they're a lot more open about sex over in Europe than they are here in the States. And like you were saying, I know the ancient Romans saw sex as just another desire to be quenched, like hunger or thirst. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, no, it's also, I mean, it is important, but, you know, we eat for need, but we eat also for pleasure. And okay, in the past, when, still, there's still a lot of people hungry in the world, but it's more for, it's not that we don't have enough food, it's just a problem of distribution, sorry, I'm missing the word. Distribution, yeah, sorry, my English. But since we had enough food for everybody, we start to play with food.
George has your ticket.
Okay.
At 5:30 in my room to go.
Okay, if 5:30, I hope to be ready because I'm doing my makeup. After this, I'm going to do my makeup. So.
The red carpet is at 5:30. We're gonna go at 6, but we're leaving my room at 6.
Okay, I'll be as soon as ready.
Little crash appearance by Mr. Mark Spiegler.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap this up. Lion's getting along. Last question: how do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Well, really good sex is when I discover something new. That might be just a new orgasm or, well, new position is hard, but that happened. Or a new product. Mm-hmm. Like one time that I was probably bite my, like here. Mm-hmm. How you call the bone here in English?
Tailbone.
The tailbone. Mm-hmm. Just right here. Mm-hmm. And it's pleasurable, and I never even thought about it. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really into sexual techniques that unfortunately come from mostly, you know, Tantra. There is a religion, actually. So, and since there's a lot of taboo, they haven't been modernized. I don't know if it's the right word. What would be cool is to take these techniques and develop them based on our knowledge that we have of, you know, modern medicine. That would be super cool. Since I feel like also most of porn performers don't know anatomy and they do really bad things to their bodies and other people's bodies. So.
Alright, very cool, very cool. And where can the fans contact you at?
I just opened like my amateur website is www.valenappi.com. And I have the website with my longer name is under construction, but would be a safer work blog is valentinanappi.com. And then on my Twitter, Valenappi, and on Instagram, Insta Valentinanappi, and on Facebook too, but I'm just Valentinanappi. So,
all right, well,
just
thank
Google
you.
Google me, it's easy.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you.